Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to start with Rocking Chair, a classic by Hoagy Carmichael, performed by his band in 1930. It may be the first recording of it. Irving Brodsky is vocalizing with Hoagy. Irving Brodsky is also playing piano in the band. Bubba Miley, the great cornet soloist with Ellington, is here. He'll take the first chord. Tommy Dorsey's trombone, Joe Venuti's violin, and the other cornet we hear will be Vic Spiderbeck. For Victor Records, here's Hoagy Carmichael, 1930, and his composition, Rockin' Chair. Thank you.
look at my kids in by my side. Fetch me the gin, son. Or tan your hide now. I can't get from this cabin.
Mm-mm, you ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere. Just set me here grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. You remember Aunt Harriet?
Mm-hmm. How long haven't she been patting?
Each chariot for the end of the troubles I've seen.
You seen them, Pappy. I won't let rocking chair get you.
Judgment Day, share, son. I'm chained. Chained to my rocking chair.
From the beginning time, at least close enough, of this art, Hoagy Carmichael and his band and his composition Rockin' Chair, to be, Carmichael would, one of the most successful composers of popular music in the 20th century. We heard from Bub Marley and Vic Spiderbeck and Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang and Tommy Dorsey's trombone, all of that for Victor in 1930. Illinois Jacquette now, and a Jimmy Mundy composition originally called here, as it was, Black Velvet. You may know it as something else. Illinois Jacquette on tenor for Victor Records. John Lewis of the MJQ on piano. The great unsung hero of the guitar, John Collins, is here. Al Lucas bass. And Basie's marvelous drummer, Joe Jones. Illinois Jacquette. 1947, Black Velvet. Thank you. Illinois Jacquette and his band in 1947 for Victor Records, his tenor saxophone, and Black Velvet, written by Jimmy Mundy. Jimmy Mundy was one of the great arrangers. That means he put together all those little dots and lines on the paper for musicians to play. And it's quite something. It's an art in itself, really, to be able to command that kind of talent to let X number of different instruments perform, and particularly in the 78 era, with the 10-inch 78 being around 3 minutes. John Lewis was at the piano there, John Collins guitar, Al Lucas on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Black Velvet by Jimmy Mundy. Here's another composition by Jimmy Mundy and valve trombonist Juan Teasel, one that's forgotten. It's played by Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra in 1939, Bunny Berrigan's great trumpet. This composition by Teasel and Mundy is called Night Song. Bunny Berrigan, a young man with a horn, 1939 for Victor Records, doing Night Song, written by valve trombonist composer Juan Teasel and arranger composer Jimmy Mundy. Night Song, 1939. I'm going to continue with Berrigan because he came out of another young man with a horn and all that romantic stuff about that. About the art world, which is there. And that person was Bix Beiderbecke. Beiderbecke was heard at the opening of the program with Hoagy Carmichael's band. And he's going to be heard now on the piano. Beiderbecke was not only a brilliant cornetist, but also a pianist, and wrote a few pieces for the piano based on the impressionists that he heard, that is, Ravel and Debussy and any number of those writing at that time, giving the impression of whatever it was that they were looking at or thinking about. And one of Beiderbecke's famous ones, done in 1927 for OK Records at the piano, Bix plays his In a Mist. Then that will segue to Bunny Berrigan's 1938 rendition of In a Mist for his trumpet. His pianist at the time is Joe Lippmann, and I'm sure that Lippmann did the arrangement of this. The drummer is Buddy Rich. Bix Beiderbecke at the piano, In a Mist, and Bunny Berrigan at the trumpet, 1938, In a Mist.
Thank you.
chasing a composition by Bix Beiderbecke, which means different people playing it. Beiderbecke to begin with on the piano, because it was conceived as a piano composition, and Bix performed it for OK Records in 1927, solo piano. Then, 11 years later, Bunny Berrigan, his trumpet and his band, and their version, as I said, I'm sure, arranged by Joe Lippmann, the pianist. And that sound of Bix there, I think, remained with Bunny's sound on his trumpet. And my guess is, since I didn't go to the discography about it, that the beautiful trombone sound was Jack Jenny. For Victor Records, Bunny Berrigan, 1938, In a Mist. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
Give me Dr. Jazz. Say he's got sad. Now when the blues got me down, jazz comes through. He's the guy that makes me get out both my dancing shoes. Oh, the more I get, the more I want to see. I'm stage old Dr. Jazz in my dreams. When troubles are bound and mixed, he's the guy that gets me fixed. Hello, Central, give me Dr. Jazz.
Wonderful sound of Lou Waters, his trumpet, and his Yerba Buena jazz band. The traditional Ace in the Hole and Joe Oliver's Dr. Jazz. And connecting those, done in 1950 for Mercury Clef 78, is the banjo player and the singer, Clancy Hayes. He has that wonderful, youthful sound. He was always, the first time I saw him, I was just knocked out. This can't be Clancy. I'm hearing him, but you know, such a young voice to me. And I think he was probably in his 70s when I first saw him. Nevertheless, Lou Waters, Yerba Buena Jazz Band. Lots of material by that band out there. Reissues of things and alternate takes. That is, things that were not issued originally. Right there. Barney Bigard now, his great clarinet, 1945, after a few years, maybe four, after he retired from long time with Ellington's band. He has with him Joe Thomas on trumpet and Joe Thomas on tenor and vocal. No connection with those two guys except the name. And Tatum, Art Tatum's playing piano. Billy Taylor, who played bass in Ellington's band before Jimmy Blanton got there, is here. And Stan Levy, great L.A. drummer. I think this may be one of his earliest jobs for records. This is on Black and White 78. Barney Bigard, Sextet, 1945, Blues for Art's Sake, and Sweet Marijuana Brown. Thank you.
In town. She blows her gauge, flies in a rage, sweet marijuana ground. In her victory garden, the seeds grow all around. She plants, you dig, she splits her wig, sweet marijuana ground. She don't know where she's going. She don't care where she's been, but every time you take her out, she's bound to take you in. Boy, that gal needs trouble. You ought to put her down. Get help, take care, look out, beware. Oh, sweet Mary Warner Brown.
Barney Bigard, Albany Bigard, his first name. And His sextet, 1945, Blues for Art's Sake, and Sweet Marijuana Brown, written by Leonard Feather, encyclopedist as he is, on the sly, doing some tunes. He wrote some wonderful blues things that Dinah Washington sang early on, and Lucky Thompson worked with her on those. Black and White, 78. 1945, Barney Bigard Sextet. Joe Thomas Trumpet, Joe Thomas Tenor. Different guys. The Joe Thomas Tenor saxophonist did the singing that you heard. Art Tatum on piano, Billy Taylor bass, and Stan Levy on the drums. Up next is Billie Holiday, a broadcast I have from Art Ford's Jazz Party. Some of you from the East Coast, and wherever you were, you could get these on the radio. They were worth it. This is from sometime in the middle of the summer, July something, 1958. Billie Holiday with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Paul Quinichette on tenor saxophone, or clarinet, I can't remember now, Mal Waldron on piano, Mundell Lowe guitar, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Joe Jones of Basie's band here again. Peter Tutturo and Jack Lawrence in 1937 wrote the first song she's going to sing called Foolin' Myself. And in 1935, Richard Rodgers wrote It's Easy to Remember, her second. Billie Holiday, Art Ford's Jazz Party, 1958.
I'm through with love, and I'll have nothing more to do with love. I stay away, but every day I'm just fooling myself. I tell my friends that I don't care. I shrug my shoulders at the whole affair, but they all know it isn't so. I'm just fooling myself, and every time I pass and see his face in the looking glass, I tip my hat and say, how do, you fool? You're throwing your life away. I may seem proud, I may act gay, but every time I see you in a crowd, I just wanna shout out loud, I'm fooling myself. And every time I pass and see myself in the looking glass, I tip my hat and say, how do, you fool? You're throwing your youth away. I may seem proud, I may act gay, but every time I see you in a crowd, I just wanna shout out loud, I'm fooling myself, and I mean it, just fooling myself. Sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy to remember. but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. And though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember. It's so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hands caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling moment is clear before me. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. To have your hands caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have this lonely feeling stealing through the night.
Billie Holiday is recorded off a radio program, Art Ford's Jazz Party, in July 1958. And I have that on a Ozone LP, Ozone number 3. Those are wonderful records if you can find them, because they're odd things. The gentleman who made them is still living in New York City. And Boris, if you're listening, thank you. The records that he made are really quite something, as you heard there. Billie Holiday. The primary musician behind her there was Mal Waldron on piano. She sang for you, Foolin' Myself, written by Peter Tinturin and Jack Lawrence. They did that in 37, and it's easy to remember, 1935, Rodgers and Hart. Billie Holiday there, 1958, a year before her death. Years ago, I remember playing something by her to a friend, for a friend, and he said, she's so unearthly. And I said, actually, she's all earth in that sense. And so much when I hear singers, I talk to people, young people who want to sing. I say to them, sing from you. Don't let the music run you. Let you run what you're singing, because that's the statement of you. Here's Don Pullen. We'll be right back. That's a waltz. And Don Pullen wrote it, and he calls it Once Upon a Time. Then in 1988, for his Blue Note album of that time, December 88, Gary Peacock on bass and the wonderful Tony Williams on drums. I wonder if Strauss would have enjoyed that. What is that, he says. That's a waltz. Things have changed. Blue Note record, Don Pullen, Once Upon a Time. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. My pleasure to be with you. How Deep Is the Ocean is my favorite Irving Berlin composition, and we're going to hear Helene Stewart sing it in 1961 in Los Angeles for Contemporary Long Playing Records. Jack Sheldon is on trumpet, Frank Rosolino trombone, Teddy Stewart tenor, Art Pepper on alto, Pete Jolly piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Frank Butler on drums. How Deep Is the Ocean by Irving Berlin, Helene Stewart.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lies. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I? Are sprinkled with dew. How far would I travel to be
Los Angeles, 1961 for Contemporary Records, and Irving Berlin's How Deep is the ocean. Up next, Miles Davis, Quintet, 1967, the Water Babies Columbia LP, and Wayne Shorter's composition, Capricorn. This goes out to my friend, Seattle drummer Julian McDonough, who loves this record. There you have the Miles Davis Quintet of June 1967. Meaning Miles playing trumpet and Wayne Shorter tenor saxophone, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter bass, and Tony Williams on the drums. And that was a Shorter composition called Capricorn. Miles Davis Quintet from the Columbia Water Babies LP. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you 24 hours every day. And I'm happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6. Going to Chicago Blues was put together pretty much by Bill Basie, Count Basie, and his singer Jimmy Rushing. Joe Turner made a wonderful recording in 1941 of it, with Freddie Slack on piano, Al Hendrickson guitar, and George M. Judd Donat playing string bass. We'll hear that rendition, and then Basie's with Jimmy Rushing singing from 1939.
Chicago, and I'm sorry I can't take you. I'm going to Chicago, and I'm sorry I can't take you. Because ain't nothing there that a monkey woman like you can do. See me coming, stay behind your window. Yes, when you see me coming, stay behind your window. And when you see me leaving, baby, you hang your head and cry. Sunshine, let's see what tomorrow brings. Hurry down, sunshine, let's see what tomorrow brings. Today brings sunshine, tomorrow it may bring rain. You do things you ought not to do. Yes, you so mean and evil. You do things you ought not to do. But you carry my kind of loving. I guess I'll have to put up with you. Thank you.
Chicago. Sorry that I can't take you. Going to Chicago. Sorry that I can't take you. There's nothing in Chicago that a monkey woman can do. When you see me coming, raise your window high. When you see me coming, raise your window high. When you see me passing, hang your head and cry. If you love your baby, tell the word you do. If you love your baby, tell the word you do. There's coming a day your baby really learns to love you too.
Chicago Blues, written by Jimmy Rushing and Bill Basie. And the first rendition was Joe Turner, the great Kansas City blues singer, in Los Angeles in 1941 with Freddie Slack's piano, Al Hendrickson's guitar, and Judd Donat's bass. Slack is a wonderful treat there. He had a big band, did some small ensembles, but He's a marvelous blues player, and I kind of put Freddie Slack and Harry James in the same bag, in a way. That is, legitimate players going the route of classical stuff, and James, instant with the trumpet. He was a superb circus trumpet player, which means he had to have the chops and the technique to handle all that stuff. And Harry James was also one of the great, great blues players, as Freddie Slack there demonstrates. And Joe Turner's version of that in 1941 is followed by 1939, a rare one, Columbia Records, of Basie and Jimmy Rushing singing. 1939, Basie on organ, James Rushing singing for you, Going to Chicago Blues. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU. And Bobby Timmons is up now to do solo piano, followed by Julie Wilson to do some singing for you with the Ellis Larkins Trio. Why the two of them in order? Because they're both going to do Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most, a beauty by Tom Wolfe, lyric by Fran Lenisman, and I want you to hear the composition as conceived by Wolfe and then Julie Wilson to sing Fran Lenisman's lyric. Spring can really hang you up the most.
Thank you. got me feeling like a horse that never left the post. I lie in my room, staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss wakes trees and flowers, and to them I like to drink a toast. I walk in the park just to kill lonely hours. Spring can really hang you up the most. All afternoon, those birds twitter twit. I know the tune. This is love, this is it. Heard it before, and I know the score, and I've decided that spring is a bore. Love seems sure around the new year. Now it's April, love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time, only what the game of you did. Spring can really hang you up the most. Love came my way, I hoped it would last. We had our day, now that's all in the past. Spring came along, the season of song, full of sweet promise, but something went wrong. Doctors once prescribed a tonic, soda and molasses was the dose. Didn't help a bit. My condition must be chronic. Spring can really hang you up the most. All alone, the party's over. Old man Winter was a gracious host. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you.
Spring can really hang you up the most. Written by Tommy Wolfe, lyric by Fran Landesman. Bobby Timmons, solo pianist for Riverside Records, started that off. And for Cameo long-playing record, Julie Wilson, accompanied by the Ellis Larkins Trio, gave us a chance to hear Ms. Landesman's lyric to that. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Thank you.
Thank you.
lovely too, east of the sun and west of the moon. East of the sun and west of the moon.
Two, I think, great ones for you there. Earl Garner, 1957 for Columbia Records. And If I Had You, both the verse and the chorus. That came to us, that composition, If I Had You, from England, about 1928, I think. Jimmy Campbell, Reg Connolly, and Ted Shapiro put that one together for us. And then, RCA Victor LP of Lee Wiley, 1956, and Brooks Bowman's East of the Sun, Ralph Burns doing the arrangement and playing the piano there for her. Earl Garner and Lee Wiley. Right here on 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you all the time. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you and hope things are going well. And it's fun to get calls from you here. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything to call up on that toll-free number. I keep track of all the requests. I don't know how many. There are now 200 and something, I think. Excuse me, but I whittle away at that list as best I can. Here is Milk Train, written by Jimmy Nepper, who you will hear on trombone here. The band is led by bassist Richard Davis, 1969 for Pazza, Long Playing Records. Excuse me, the drummer is Louis Hayes. The alto player is Jerry Dodson. The pianist is Roland Hanna. As I said, Jimmy Nepper on trombone. And Richard Davis on bass, leading the band, and Milk Train.
Thank you. I could have told you he'd hurt you, he'd love you a while, then desert you, if only you'd asked, I could have told you so. I could have saved you some of that crime. Yes, I could have told you he's lying, but you were so in love and didn't want to know. I hear him now as I toss and turn and try to sleep. I can hear him right now making promises he's never gonna keep. And soon it's all over and done with. He'll find someone new to have fun with. Through all of my tears, I could have told you so. To have fun with. Through all of my tears, I could have told you so. Though you didn't want to know, I could have told you.
There you have it. We had, in order, Richard Davis, his string bass and his band, doing Jimmy Nepper's Milk Train, and Jimmy Nepper took the trombone solo. Nice work on piano by Roland Hanna and alto by Jerry Dodson, all for Pazza Long Playing Records, as recorded in December of 1969. Then, Della Reese, for Jubilee Records, 1957, and a nice arrangement by Sid Bass of I Could Have Told You So, written by Jimmy McHugh and Carl Sigmund's lyric. Richard Davis followed by Della Reese. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you all the time and happy to have you out there. I'm Ken Wiley, and this program is called The Art of Jazz, and I'm here on Sundays for you between 3 and 6. Let's bring in Henry Red Allen and Kid Ory and their band, 1959. First, let me say this is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and we just heard Kid Ory's band with guest Red Allen on trumpet, Ory on trombone, Bob McCracken clarinet, Cedric Haywood on piano, Frank Haggerty guitar, Marty Korb on, Morty Korb, on bass, and Alton Redd playing the drums. Blues for Jimmy, meaning Jimmy Noon, the great Chicago clarinetist who died in the early mid-40s, and matter of fact, it was written by Ory for him when Ory's band was backing Orson Welles on his broadcasts in 1944. Then two by Fats Waller, Ain't Misbehavin' and Honeysuckle Rose, a wonderful collaboration of Red Allen and Kid Ory in 1959 on Verve. Long playing records. Thank you, Norman Granz, for those records and all the others that you did. All right, where do we want to go now? Let me see. Oh, let's do Jerry Mulligan right here, right now.
Thank you.
Jerry Mulligan's Concert Jazz Band, 1960, for Verve Records. Mulligan on baritone saxophone, Bobby Brookmeyer, bell, trombone, Nick Travis, trumpet. The drummer was Mel Lewis. And the composition was written by Harold Arlen, lyric by Johnny Mercer in 1945. It's called Out of This World. Jerry Mulligan, Concert Jazz Band, 1960. Here's Lurline Hunter.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me. Seem to walk as though I had wings, bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling like someone in
someday we'll be close together, wait and see. Oh, by the way, this time the dream's on me. You'll take my hand and you look at me adoringly, but as things stand, this time the dream's on me. It would be fun to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon, to see you through till you're everything you want to be. It can't be true, but this time the dream's on me. Thank you. would be fun to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon, to see you through till you're everything you want to be. It can't be true, but this time the dream's on me. This time the dream's on me. The dream's on me.
Lorlene Hunter singing for you from 1956 for Vic. Long playing records and the arrangements by Manny Album. Like Someone in Love, Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, 1944, and the piano solo in there by Hank Jones. This Time the Dream's on Me by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, written in 1941, and the muted trumpet was Joe Newman. Lorlene Hunter, for you, from me. Jimmy Giuffre now, his quartet, 1960. He's going to play the clarinet, Jim Hall on guitar, Buell Neidlinger on bass, and Billy Osborne on drums. And this is Richard Rodgers' 1937 smash hit, My Funny Valentine.
Thank you.
Jimmy Giuffre and his clarinet, 1960 for Verve Records, and Richard Rodgers and My Funny Valentine. Jim Hall on guitar, Buell Neidlinger on bass, and Billy Osborne on drums. Jimmy Giuffre Quartet, 1960. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Now, let's go to an on-the-job situation. I mean, something other than a recording studio. This is Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars at the Crescendo Club in Los Angeles, California, 1955, as issued by Decca Long Playing Records.
Thank you, folks. Here's a request for a good old Goodwin, a road called Back of Town Blues. Living way back of town. Yes, yes, she treated me right. Never let me down. But I wasn't satisfied. I had to run around. Get out of here, Bevel. Now she's gone and left me. I'm worried as can be. Yes, I've searched this world all over, wondering where she could be. I must ask her to forgive me. Maybe she'll come back to me, but I doubt it. Now I'm lonesome and blue, and I've learned a thing or two. Yes, Mama, here's a tip. I'm gonna pass on down to you.
Tell him.
Shall I tell him everything?
Tell
him
everything.
Okay. Never mistreat your woman, because it's gonna bounce right back on you. That ain't no stage show either, daddy.
Thank you.
now blues time, folks. Huh. Elmer Middleton there.
You baby, mama's back in town. So stop all your jazzing, baby, and all your running around. Yes, I'm back home, baby. Mama's home to stay. Ooh, I'm back home, baby. Mama's home to stay. Ain't gonna let all those women steal your loving away.
Much, ladies and gentlemen, for being so wonderful and for making us feel so happy. But at this time, once again, my pleasure to turn the microphone back over to Louis. He's going to lay a little more jive on you. I'll dig you a little later.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, honey. Thank you, Velma. Be careful now. Be careful you don't break nothing. There's a message. And now, here come a fast one this time, featuring our drummer man, Barry James. Mop, mop. Take it, bud. now the pale moon shining on the field below. The folks are crooning south below. You needn't tell me, boy, because I know, yes. When it's sleepy time down south, yes, the south wind blowing filled the pine wood trees. The folks down there live a life of ease. When old mammy falls on her knees, Bantus, 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 ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Velma Middleton, Billy Kyle, Trummy Young, Larry Dean, Bonnie Begaud, Orville Shaw, and myself, we having a lot of fun swinging for you because you're a lovely audience. Much as we hate to say it, we must say thanks a million. And good night.
Louis Armstrong and the All-Stars at the Crescendo Club in Los Angeles. 1955, is issued by Decca, Long Playing Records. We heard Backatown Blues, written by Armstrong and bandleader pianist Luis Russell. Big Mama's Back in Town by Louis Armstrong and Velma Middleton, his vocalist. Mop Mop is a kind of a 52nd Street riff idea that's been around for a long time. And Clarence Muse, Beautiful When It's Sleepy Time Down South. Louis on trumpet and Trummy Young on trombone, Barney Begaud clarinet, Billy Kyle piano, Arville Shaw bass, and Barrett Deems on the drums with Velma Middleton singing. Louis Armstrong, 1955. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
Thank you.
What did we hear? Well, let's see. We started off in that set with Blue Mitchell, his trumpet, and his Big Six doing Benny Golson's Blues March. Curtis Fuller on trombone, Johnny Griffin tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Wilbur Ware on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums, all 1958 for Riverside. Then Eddie Condon and his gang around 1956. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And I found a new baby. I bet. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.